we thank you for tonight. We thank you that you are the beloved, and that you call us your beloved. We set our eyes upon you this evening. We set our hearts upon you. Lord, that out of our out of our mouths, Lord, that we would sing praises to you. That you would be lifted high in this place. Tonight, that you would be glorified, Jesus. May you be glorified in our lives, moment by moment, day by day. That there wouldn't be a day that goes by where you don't receive the glory. As our hearts are set upon you, Holy Spirit, we say, move us by your Spirit. Lead us and direct us in this season. We cannot afford not to hear your voice. We will not go where your presence does not go. Lord, we want to be a people who are led by you. I know we say it, but Lord, set it in our hearts that we would be aware of you constantly. Moment by moment, day by day. Lord, I thank you that this is a season where you're calling your people to a higher place. You've said we've been seated in heavenly places with Christ. But we say, take us up to that heavenly place. Take us up to that place as you took John up in Revelation. Come up here, that we could see things that the Lord is doing and that he desires to do, that he would show us things that are to happen. And when he shows us things that are to happen, it's not just that they happen on their own. He uses us and he empowers us by his Spirit to accomplish everything that he desires to accomplish. So Lord, I thank you that you are awakening a people. We say, awaken Colorado. Lord, let Colorado wake up to the sound of your voice. I was seeing this just in Hebrews 11, where it's the faith chapter. And all these men and women that walked by faith, they heard the voice of the Lord. And then they moved according to it. Lord, I thank you that you're speaking in this season to your church. And you're calling us to a higher place. And you're calling people to do things that they could never do on their own. This has been stirring me just this week. We prayed into it actually with the pastors on Monday at the 400 call. And I feel like just this reminder that there's a calling that the Lord has. He called Moses to do something that a man could not do alone. Could not do in and of himself. And Moses reminded the Lord that he wasn't the guy to do it. He says this, the Lord says, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And Moses tells the Lord, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? Lord, may we not be that way. Lord, that when you speak, we don't look at ourselves and our own abilities and our own strength and our own might and our own wisdom and our own power. But when you speak, we look to the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and empower us in this season to accomplish and do things that go way beyond our own abilities. For you said this to Moses, I will be with you. I opened my Bible and I said, Lord, I want you to confirm this. And this is the verse he took me right. I went right to this. Isaiah 41, it says this in verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. And I will strengthen you and I will help you and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And all who rage against you they will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing, and they will perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. And those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, O little Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Lord, I thank you for the calling right now for your church, the individual callings for people to rise up, and the corporate calling for your church to rise up. We just declare this. This is just this First Peter, Lord, that this is who we are. We are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people that belong to God. And we would declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. Once we had not received mercy, but now we have received the mercy of God. So, Lord, I declare an awakening of your church. Lord, as we have a regional just focus tonight for Colorado, Lord, we say, let today be a day where there is a shift in your church, where the presence of God does go before us, but we follow. We are led by your Spirit. We are moved by your Spirit. And when you speak, there is a faith that rises up within us, not based on what we can see with our own eyes, but when we hear the voice of the Lord, that we would move, that we would move into battle. We move accordingly to whatever it is that you call us to, not because of who we are, but because of your promise that you will be with us. So, little ones of Colorado, do not fear. For we serve such a great God. Such a great God. Lord, I thank you that we will be those who walk in humility. Lord, that we will be those that have a contrite spirit. A spirit that is surrendered to you. A spirit of repentance. A spirit that is broken in and of ourselves. That there's no pride in and of ourselves. But we are living our lives according to your word. According to your voice. According to the movement of your Spirit. And that we would tremble at your word. When you speak, we listen. When you speak, we move. Right before that verse where it says, you are a chosen generation, he was talking about the Israelites, and he said, they stumble. Actually, he was talking about those that Jesus has called the rock of offense, and it says, but they that do not follow him, it says they stumble because they disobey the word. May we not be those who disobey the word, who disobey the message that you give us. But when you send your message, our response is, here we are, send us. That word, hanene. Lord, let we be those that say, here we are. Lord, send us. Not because of how great we are, but because of how great you are. For you are a great and an awesome God. Jesus, we will serve you all the days of our life. We make this commitment right now to say, when you speak, we will listen and we will obey. And we will walk fully in your ways. And we will see things that have never been done before. Things that says that greater things will you do than I have done. Lord, I thank you that we're moving into a greater things season. This is the time where greater things than what Jesus did on this earth will be done on this earth. Not because of us, but because he is pouring out his Spirit in greater measure than ever before. And our response will be yes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So a couple weeks ago, Luna sang a new song. It's a priestly privilege. Stand between the dead and the living. I was hoping to First Peter 2. That came from Numbers 16. So Aaron took his fire pan, as Moses had ordered, ran into the middle of the assembly and saw that the plague had begun among the people. After he added incense, he made atonement for the people. He stood, hear this, he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was halted. We have a plague in our nation. And I'm going to pray into 1 Peter 2, but here's, Luna, thank you. Ever since that night, this has been on a back burner, and it boiled over today. So I laughed when Mike was reading 1 Peter 2 because I was open to there. But this is what I want us to understand. We're called priests. I was going to explain that from 1 Peter 2, but Mike already did it. We are called to be a royal priesthood. That means that it's our privilege to stand between the dead and the living. And a priest represents God to the dead, and he represents the living people to God. It's the role of a priest to represent God to the people that don't know him and represent the people that know him to him. And just like Aaron, we're called to stop the plague in our state and our nation by taking on a role as priests. Father, thank you. It's beyond imagining that we are like present-day Levites. We're a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're a people for your own possession who has called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And our Jesus, our Yeshua, is a stumbling block to those who disobey. But to the called, he is our chief cornerstone. Father, thank you for this incredible privilege to represent you to people that don't know you. Paul said it. This is true of all of us. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, in which we formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the sons of disobedience, according to everything that was opposed to God. And he called us out of that darkness into his marvelous light and made us a kingdom of priests. So say this with me. I am. Let's do it again. I want to hear some energy. Come on. I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a person called out of darkness into his marvelous light, so I can represent God to the dead and represent the living to God. I am a priest of the Most High.
So we're opening it up. Anyone who wants to pray, just say, keep it vertical. We're going to pray. We're going to contend for the things that are on the Lord's heart. Here we go. And we have some pastors, people on Zoom as well, and so we're going to be jumping back and forth with them as well. Peter, Nicholas, I saw you guys on. Get ready when you want to pray.
Yeah, just was feeling this Hebrews, Hebrews 10, 36 to 39. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For just a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. My righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for just that spirit of perseverance, Lord. We just pray for just the church in Colorado, God. We just thank you, God, for just releasing from this place, Lord, from this place of governmental prayer, God. We just release a spirit of perseverance across the church in Colorado. Right now, God, we just thank you for just pouring out your glory over them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. We just say, let strength arise, Lord, that there would be, all the starters would be finishers, God, that all the people in the middle of the race would be finishers, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for those that have stepped out of the race, Lord, just stepping back in, God. We just thank you for just a spirit of perseverance, Lord. We just thank you for hope arising. We just thank you, God, for just that wind of your spirit, just on the doldrums, God, just put new wind in the sails, Lord. This fresh wind, God, blow over the church in Colorado, Lord. And we just praise you, God. And I just keep on hearing this chorus. I was just going to sing it, but there's some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Sing it out. Some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. One more time. Some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. One more time. Some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Yeah. We put our trust in the Lord our God. Yeah, we put our trust in the Lord our God. Yeah, we put our trust. Trust in princes, some trust in princes, some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Yeah, we put our trust in the Lord our God. We put our trust in the Lord our God. We put our trust. Jesus, praise you, God. And worship you, worship you. Yes.
Father God, I see you busily working across this state, setting up nets, a network of nets across this state, using angelic hosts, using believers, setting up kingdom outposts, places where the nets can be hooked to, God. Those churches, those businesses, those schools, those places of groups of people that partner with you for souls, God. We thank you for setting up the nets, God. I just read out of John 21. They went out into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Boys, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. So Jesus, when we try our own efforts to see souls brought into the net, it comes to nothing. Toiling, God. But yet, Jesus, when you show up, as you're doing in this state, Father God, partner with Jesus and Holy Spirit, the nets are going to be so full we can't bring them all in, God. And Lord, we thank you for a spirit of grace you're bringing to our state out of Zechariah. I'll just read this. Zechariah chapter 12. This is the thing that'll bring to the nets, God. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy, so that when they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and weep bitterly over him as one weeps over a firstborn. So, Father God, supernaturally, you're going to show people Jesus. You're going to open their eyes, God. Your children have not come home yet, God. You're preparing the nets across this state, God. Kingdom outposts, bringing in. Those kingdom outposts are occupied by those who don't care who gets the credit. They don't care who gets the credit for the souls coming into the kingdom, God. Your children coming home, God. Lord, by this time next month, there will be thousands come into the kingdom in Colorado Springs and surrounding areas with the Mario Murillo tent that's going to be up, God. Let it be a tidal wave that rolls across this state, God, filling nets across this state. A catalyst for salvation. We call it forth in Jesus' name.
Got Pastor Peter Young from Bridgeways on here. Pastor Peter, just take the mute off. You're on.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. You know, I want to read Zechariah 2 since Jack just read that passage out of Zechariah 12. This was an angel saying, run, run, for Jerusalem shall be inhabited again and restored as towns without walls because of the multitude of the livestock and people coming to her. And I will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be her glory in the midst. And I feel like part of our posture is we're believing that the revival's happening. We've actually had 10 salvations in the last 3 weeks at our church. One of them got up Sunday to testify. That was a lot of fun. I just want to pray that glory will come and it will call people from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that there'll be a mighty rumbling. So, Lord, we thank you for the unity. Lord, you promised in John 17 that when we come together in unity, the world will know, as one, that the world will know that you're amongst us. And so, Lord, in this regional gathering for prayer, we're asking you for glory to settle on all the corners of our state, in every major city, in our colleges, in our church communities, our Jewish communities, in our of all the ethnicities, Lord. And we begin to ask you to just rumble in people's hearts to actually be so incredibly open to the gospel. Yes. They're asking questions. Yes. And we ask you, Father, for not just the Mario Murillo thing. We do believe that when he brings that anointing that he carries, which is so unique for evangelism, that it will spread to all the churches that are represented at some level, especially pastors that come in the evening meetings. And God, we ask that church after church would have an increased anointing for evangelism and that you would begin to sweep in the lost. And we pray there'd be a tidal wave of momentum through testimonies of those getting saved, of testifying, of getting free of drug addiction, of healing in marriages, restoration of families. Yes. We ask you for that breakthrough to come forth. And I partner with Mike's word that just says, Lord, even tonight, would this be a shift and a change? And so, Lord, we invite you to come. We invite you to be that wall of fire and glory in our state right now, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nicholas, go for it. Pastor Nicholas, Abba's table.
I'm just astounded at the anointing of unity and oneness just in this prayer gathering. The two words on my spirit were perseverance and glory. And Jonathan prayed that, and Papa Peter just prayed that. So I'm just going to continue forward with that. the Lord put in my spirit a word out of Matthew 24, verse 37, where it says, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." And what he showed me about it was the perseverance of Noah. We read that one way. I'd never seen it this way. But the perseverance of Noah, wow, to push past the wickedness, wow, the wokeness, the crazy defilement, demonic things of his day. Wow. I believe that the Father is releasing that anointing of perseverance on the ecclesia in this hour. And Jonathan, you prayed that so beautifully. And the second word was glory. And I want to read Romans 5, 1 through 5. It says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have shalom peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope." Listen to this. Rejoice in hope of what? Of the glory of God. Hallelujah. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who is given to us. So Jesus, we just cry out, we thank you, Lord, that your word never returns void. And what happens when we stand on your word, filled with your spirit, declaring and decreeing your word into your ecclesia, into the grounds, into our governmental structures, God, it cannot return void. Isaiah 55:11. So Lord, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would just douse the ecclesia, you would douse your remnant church right now with an anointing of perseverance to push past and see the harvest fields white, ripe for the harvest. And Jesus, we thank you that you have already prophetically spoken about the nets going out that Pastor Jack spoke of. And we say, yes, God. Yes, that the nets will be filled in abundance, because the boldness and the perseverance of the saints to press forward unto the goal of the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we pray that the glory would be so tangible. You showed that Wednesday, leaving a meeting, there was a glory haze over all of our mountains. Castle Rock, Green Mountain, Golden, Arvada, Boulder. The whole mountain range was recovered with a glory haze. They weren't rain clouds. They weren't high heat. I said, "Lord, what was that?" He said, "It is my glory. It's here and it's coming." And so, Jesus, we say yes in faith. Yeah. We say yes with perseverance in our hearts to the glory. We welcome your glory into this state, into this nation, God. And we dare to believe, yeah, just as Elijah sent up his servant 7 times up that mountain. "Go again, go again." Lord, we go again with perseverance. We say, "Jesus, have your rule and your reign in Colorado. Colorado belongs to Christ." And we pray in agreement that evangelism would strike every single heart like a kingdom virus, that it would be so contagious that testimonies are being shared, that people are saying, "I want to go out and do this. I want to go out and evangelize." And Lord, we just pray that hearts would be molded and infused and intoxicated with your glory, so that as we taste of your glory, God, we can't store it. We have to pour it. In Jesus' name, we pray, pour out your glory. Pour out your glory. Pour out your glory on Colorado, on the United States of America, on the nations of the earth. Pour out your glory, Lord. You said it's here and it's increasing and coming. We say, pour out your glory in Jesus' name.
All around us, be the glory in us. Give us perseverance. And come be the fire all around us. And the glory in us. Give us perseverance. Fire all around us.
Send and away. standing in your mercy, we pray. Send an awakening. We are your people. We are your priests. Standing in your mercy, we pray. Send an awakening.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for who you are. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. You are great. You are high and lifted up. King of kings, Lord of lords, the great I am, the lover of our souls, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. Father God, we just thank you for everything that you have done, you are doing, and will do. You are not a man that you should lie. And we love you and we trust you. In Psalms 119, 1 and 2, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. Yes. So, Father God, we just thank you that we are seeking you. We are seeking your heart, your desires, your will, your way. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. That indwells us to continue to lead and guide us into all truth by his Spirit. We thank you, Father God, that our barns will be filled and the harvest is ripe, and we are the harvesters, Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So we thank you that the barns are open and we are ready, able, called, equipped, anointed, appointed to do it. So we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the cross. We thank you for the anointing. And we thank you for the will to keep on keeping on. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Father, I just lift up at this time. Father, I pray on behalf of all the broken who call you their Lord and Savior, those who have been and seen hell, been in and seen hell in its darkest places, but they've found you. Father, I call on those prodigals. I call on those men who need to dive deeper, those women who need to dive deeper, and I pray over your beloved sons on this earth right now, Father. I ask that you soften their hearts. I ask that you soften their hearts, that any trauma they may have experienced as a child or at any time before this now moment be completely washed clean. Clean their minds, clean their bodies, clean their spirits, and I wash all shame off of them with any harm they may have done to their wives, to their children, to their family, to their friends, to strangers, Father. We rebuke those spirits of the darkness that are no longer have authority. We rebuke them, Father, and we ask that you cover these men in your blood, in your love, in your mercy, in your grace, in your compassion, that they can feel the presence of your Spirit enveloping them and holding them and allowing them to accept you as their Father. Father them, Father. Father the fatherless. And you brought me to Isaiah 1. And I declare these things. You say, wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Father, we defend the fatherless and plead for the widow. You say, come now and let us reason together. Though our sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing, if we are willing and obedient, God, we shall eat the good of the land. But if we refuse and rebel, we shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So, Father, wash us clean. Make us pure. Make us white as snow. And I bless the women who have been affected, the children who have been affected, especially in the state of Colorado. And I ask that they can persevere for the glory of the kingdom, that they can push through, that they can hear your voice in the midst of chaos, that they can see you as their protector and their provider, that they can cling to you in the rough times and be the example in the home to soften that husband, to soften that man. Bless the children, bless their minds, their memories, their bodies, everything that has been affected. Wash their minds with the blood of Jesus and allow them to be the examples of the home. May we all become as little children, Father. May we seek you and glorify you and honor you in all that we say and do. And may the emotions of the heat of the moment be dimmed down so that we can hear your voice, so that we can be obedient to what you have to say, Father. We love you and we say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'm going to read this scripture. I feel like it's going to shake the ground. I feel like I'm going to go after the unity of the body. I'm going to read Isaiah 61. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and freedom to the prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of mourning, a mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then," here it is, "they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations." I'm going to stop there. This is the scripture that Jesus took hold of in the synagogue and read and said, "In your hearing, it has been fulfilled." We are the body of Christ. We are this scripture. This is our destiny. This is the calling. We are the body of Christ called to repair the ancient ruins, to restore the devastations, to rebuild the cities. That's what we are made to do as one. So, Father, I ask for leaders, for pastors, for teachers, for them to receive revelation from heaven in our state. Every one who sits as one who is a shepherd over the flock, I pray and intercede an Isaiah 61 awakening over our pastors in Jesus' name, that they would take up the mantle of restoring the people, that they would come as healers, that they would come to restore, to make whole, to heal, and to set free, to deliver in Jesus' name, and then raise up their bodies to do the same, so that we as one can rebuild our state, can rebuild our cities. Holy Spirit, come and awaken your church. Shake the ground. Let the ground be shaken as those who are preaching be awakened in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit, awaken your church to our mandate and our calling. Come, Holy Spirit, let every heart burn with the awareness of our mantle of authority. In the name of Jesus, awaken your church. Awaken your church in Jesus' name.
This month of pride and shift it and change it into a month of humility. So Lord, as your sons and daughters, as your kings and priests, as your beloved kids, God, as your body and your bride rising up, in agreement we stand against the wickedness of pride and even the pride in our own lives, God. And we ask that you would fill us afresh with your Spirit. You would wash us afresh with the blood of Jesus, that in righteousness, covered in the blood of Jesus, we can make these declarations from this place of Colorado, this high place,
yes,
this place of the Golden Dome, this place of the second capital of the United States of America, this powerful state of Colorado that is your high place to make declarations. We agree by the authority of the name of Yeshua. We agree that the month of pride, we now declare it to be the month of humility by the authority of the name of Jesus. And with your word, God, we say, 1 Peter, we humble ourselves then under your mighty hand, Lord God Almighty. We leave you our worries because we know you care for us. Lord Jesus, as your chosen people, your holy and dearly loved ones, we clothe ourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And we declare that the month of June, from here forward, will be a month of humility, compassion, kindness, gentleness, and patience, where the beloved bride of the Lord Jesus Christ goes out to love with the compassion-filled heart of the Lord Jesus, that we will look into these lost ones' eyes with your holy love, and we will, with compassion, bring your truth, your grace, your mercy, your forgiveness, and your gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can receive the way that they were created by the living and true God, the Holy One, that created each one and formed and fashioned all human beings for goodness and not for any evil. Lord God, we come with humility and gentleness, in patience and bearing with one another in love. We bear with these lost ones, God, in love and compassion. We ask that you would give us even more grace, that as your scripture says, that you oppose the proud, but you give favor to the humble. God, we pray for the spirit of humility over these people, God, over us all, over the body of Christ, that the humility of God would totally trump pride. We humble ourselves before you, God, and we thank you, God, that you will have your way. We put our entire trust into you. We clothe ourselves with a humility towards one another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven and will forgive our sin and heal our land. So we declare by the authority of Jesus, as your sons and daughters, kings and priests, that we are your people called by your name. We humble ourselves and we declare in Jesus' name that we turn away from our own wicked ways. We hear from heaven. We do hear your voice. We are forgiven and we declare forgiveness over these lost ones. We pray the blood of Jesus over the state of Colorado, and we cry out to you, God, that you would redeem Colorado. As Dan declares, Dan Yakeley, our friend, God, that Colorado will not get what we deserve, but instead, because of the righteousness of Christ, because of the mercy and love and the blood of Jesus, the state of Colorado will get not what we deserve, but instead we will receive mercy and we will receive revival. Have your way, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name as we declare these things by your authority and not by our own.
As I'm passing it off here, I'm just going to pray this. I just declare, I just feel Isaiah 55 too, as Sharon was praying this, that there is a word going forth. It's the Isaiah 55 word of the Lord. And in that place, as the word goes forth, and as we walk in humility, as we carry the humility, I thank you, Lord, that it's your spirit that moves. And as your spirit moves, it's the fruit of the spirit that's released, that we will be love bearers. And in that we will go out with joy, and we will be led forth with peace. And in that, the mountains and the hills will burst into song before us. And all the trees of the field will clap their hands. And instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree. And instead of the briar, the myrtle will grow. And this will be for the glory of the Lord. This will be for the Lord's renown. In Jesus' name.
So I'm just going to read out of Philippians 3 and declare it over Colorado.
And we continually long to know the wonders of Jesus more fully and to experience the overflowing power of his resurrection working in us. We admit that we haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that we're pursuing, but we run with passion into his abundance so that we may reach the purpose that Jesus Christ has called us to fulfill and wants us to discover. We don't depend on our own strength to accomplish this. However, we do have one compelling focus. We forget all the past as we fasten our hearts to the future instead. We run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not yet gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to them. And let us all advance together to reach this victory together, following one path with one passion. Father God, we just thank you for this promise that you have for us out of Philippians. Lord, we as a state, we choose to forget the things in our past. We choose to forget, even as recent as yesterday, things that have been done in our state, because we push and press towards the goal of the higher calling of Jesus. We say no hindrances from our past, no hindrances from what has been done in this state. We declare the blood of Jesus between us and our past so that we can step together. And Lord, I'm so encouraged by the fact that even if some of the people in our state do not have this passion, it says that God will reveal it to them. So we're asked, Lord, for that revelation to start flowing all over our state, to our brothers and sisters that maybe don't have this, or even to the lost, Father God. And Lord, we thank you that you tell us that we're going to advance together. We declare, let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the unity that we see and the unity that we can't quite see yet. We thank you for what is coming in unity.
Yes, God.
Lord, we thank you for the humility that is resting on your body that will cause us to be able to step into even more humility. Lord, even with what we don't see, we're declaring what we don't yet see because of your great grace and your great favor. One more passage I want to just declare over Colorado, Psalm 16. You are our maker, our mediator, our master. Any good thing you find in us, God, has come from you. And you said to us, you are our holy lovers. You, my holy lovers, are wonderful, my majestic ones, my glorious ones, fulfilling my desires. Lord, we have chosen you alone as our inheritance. Colorado has chosen you alone as our inheritance. You are our prize, our pleasure, our portion. We leave our destiny and its timing in your hands. Your pleasant path leads us to pleasant places. We are overwhelmed by the privileges that come with following you, for you have given us the best. The way you counsel and correct us makes us praise you more, for you your whispers in the night give us wisdom, showing us what to do next. Because you are close to us and always available, our confidence will never be shaken. For we experience your wraparound presence every moment. Our heart and souls explode with joy, full of glory. Father God, we declare that over Colorado, that we are your holy lovers, that you do delight in us, that you give us whispers of wisdom in the night, showing us what to do next. We thank you for the strategies that are coming down from heaven. Lord, we haven't known how to handle big harvests, but you know how to. You are faithful. You are faithful to give us what we need to do what you want us to do. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
In worship, I heard the Lord just say, don't despise the day of small beginnings, and I felt the Spirit wanting to encourage us greatly encourage us on a personal level in our lives, but also churches and ministries and leaders here in Colorado. And I felt like he was just saying, that single act of simple obedience, watch what I will do with it now as you step out. And I heard the Spirit saying, these are the days of multiplication. The boy with the sack lunch all of a sudden fed 5,000. These are the days of acceleration, where the one who plows overtakes the reaper, and the one who treads grapes overtakes the one who sows seed, Amos 9:13. He says, these are the days where your words, your prayers, your declarations become the manifest works of God. That's John 14:10, where Jesus says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. These are the days when our words become his works. He says, these are the days when the Spirit is hovering like at creation, waiting for the word of God to be spoken. We are that word. We have received that word so that the kingdom and his desire can appear and manifest. These are the days of his Spirit and power. Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And in verse 9, he says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of the temple, and his hands shall also finish it. And the Lord is saying, do you understand that what I've given you? Do you understand, Colorado? Beloved, step out in a simple act of obedience. Call to mind what I have told you, what I have spoken to you, what I have shown you. Step out, step up, step into it, move out, move into it. Because my power, these are the days of my Spirit and my power, I hear the Lord saying. And he says, because I am moving and I am doing. And I heard in also Zechariah 4:10, it says that back to where it says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. And then it finishes with saying, for these seven, that's the sevenfold Spirit of God, rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Verse 9, he begins laying the foundation, he will see it finished. The Lord is declaring over us in Colorado, in your lives, what he has given you, what he has shown you, over ministries who have things that God has shown them, churches, leaders, and on a personal level in our lives. He is saying, lay hold of the plumb line I have given you. God, we take hold of the plumb line and we step forward in obedience in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, that you are going to do mighty things and we will see it done. We will see the harvest come in. We will run this race to win by your might, by your Spirit, by your power, by your works, through our words and our obedience in Jesus' name.
So Tracy's just going to pray here, and then we're going to end in a song, the song that Jonathan released. I'm just going to close with that song in power here, fire.
So I was invited to share with a Kenyan church today, and in the middle of prophesying over this church, over the body, and over Kenya, I went into this struggle with the Lord. He started speaking these two phrases. I kept hearing it over and over again, and I thought it was for this church in Kenya, but he said, no, it's not. And then we got into this tug of war. Word to the wise, don't get in a tug of war with the Lord. He said these two things: the Benjamites will break the back of the beast. And he said, the Benjamites will attack the belly of the beast. I feel like we're in a season, and I know Mike was kind of tongue-in-cheek saying, yeah, get ready, little people of Colorado, he said, get ready, get ready, get ready. I feel like Colorado, this is a word over Colorado, that we're the Benjamites. You know, the Benjamites were the least of those of the 12 tribes. You know, the Word of God says that I'll use the silly things of the world to confound the wise. I think Colorado, in the eyes of the righteous, is looking pretty silly right about now with some of the decisions that we've made. Goes on to say this in Judges 3. Ehud, right? He's the deliverer. You got Eglon, right? King Eglon. He comes in to take over. The Israelites are not obeying. They're not doing well in obeying. They're kind of running from God. God calls up Ehud to go at the belly of the beast, literally in this case. Ehud reached with his left hand, drew the sword from his right thigh, and plunged it into the king's belly. Even the handle sank in after the blade, which came out his back. That first word the Lord spoke was the Benjamites will break the back of the beast. This sword, which is about 18 inches, actually went all the way through the belly of the beast, of the king, who was not leading well. Ehud did not pull the sword out. Wow. I feel like we're in a season where Joshua and Caleb went over the hill. Sometimes we need to use our voice to speak it in to advance the kingdom. And they spoke when they came back, coming back from that mission to spy out what was in the enemy lands. They said, but the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They're stronger than we are. And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, the land we explored devours those living in it. All the people we saw there are of great size. They saw the Nephilim. They're the descendants of Anak, who come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we looked like the same to them. How we see ourselves is ultimately going to determine how we stand. So, Lord, I pray right now, God, the Benjamites may have been the smallest of the tribes, the weakest of the tribes. Maybe Colorado is the Benjamites. I don't know. What I do know is that we're not grasshoppers. God, I thank you that all of Colorado is entering into a season. Call it Coloradans, call it the Benjamites, but we're going to break the back of the beast. We're going to attack the belly of the beast. Lord, I thank you that we'll come with great fervor, Lord. We'll come with great might, but not of our own power, not of our own strength, not of our own might, Lord, but of the power of Christ, God, was the very thing that will break the back of the beast. It's the very thing, God. You, Christ, are the very thing, the grace, the empowering grace, God, that's going to endue, God, that's gonna work through, God. The state of Colorado, God, will break the back of the beast, Lord. I thank you that strongholds will be broken, Lord, in this season, Lord. God, I thank you that the witchcraft, God, that's been resting over Colorado and resting upon Colorado will be broken, Lord. I thank you, God, that Jezebel spirit, Lord, that has deceptively woven its way into every crevice, into every portion of our life, sometimes seemingly looking like it's actually innocent. But God, I thank you that that spirit will be broken and that families will be made whole. That God, fathers will return to the home, Lord, and lead accordingly as the head and not the tail, Lord. God, I just break that spirit, Lord, that controlling, manipulating spirit, Lord, that has controlled Colorado for way too long, Lord. I break it right now, God. I prophesy and break the back of the beast, Lord. God, I pray right now that the warriors of Colorado, Lord, the warriors of Colorado will go at the belly of the beast, Lord. For our weapons are not carnal, Lord. God, they're the very weapon. God, you've weaponized us, Lord, to go at the belly of the beast. And it's not a carnal weapon, Lord. It's your word, it's your truth, and it's your love that will break the back of the beast, Lord. So I just prophesy that right now. I declare and proclaim it over all of Colorado. All of Colorado will be saved. All of Colorado will be saved, Lord. I thank you for that word. I know Dan has spoken it before, and it was just spoken a moment ago that Dan proclaimed and declared that. He's done that many times. God, I just come into agreement with that word that all of Colorado will be saved. I thank you that you will restore the things, Lord, that need to be restored. You will rebuild the things that need to be rebuilt. And God, we'll be a people that will reclaim the land of Colorado, Lord, to be yours. Not ours, but yours, Lord, in the mighty and loving name. The mighty name of Jesus. Wow. I know that Marcus loves when I do this, but I almost feel like I should say the back-breaking spirit of Jesus. Amen.
We're going to close here with the song, but I want to read this real quick. Would you guys stand up as we close? This is Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desires of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. And may the Lord grant all your requests. Now, this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. We talked about the anointed. Isaiah 61. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary, from the victorious power of his right hand. For some, they trust in chariots, and some will trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees, and they will fall. But we rise up, and we stand firm. Lord, give victory to the King and answer us when we call.
Thank you, God. Yeah, let's just declare this over Colorado prophetically.
Oh, and some trust in princes, and some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Some trust in princes, some trust in princes. Some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Some trust in princes, some trust in princes. Some trust in chariots, but we put our trust in the Lord our God. Some trust in